Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You did it again, Father. In the, the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you today, Father. Hallelujah. All praises to the King of Kings. Oh, Lord, you did it again. You blew your breath. You woke us up again this morning. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty grace, for your amazing love. We thank you, Jesus, that this is the day that you have made, November the 9th. Oh, my God, 2022. You're an amazing Father. You're our friend 9 days into November, and you have kept us safe. Oh, God, you have kept us from seen and unseen dangers. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. All I want to do is just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you are amazing God. Thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. Thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. And Lord, we need peace in ourselves, peace in our homes, peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our city, our state, our nation. We need peace today, Lord God, that kind of peace that passeth all human understanding. Oh, God, you understand it, and you give it to us, peace, 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 peace. You're a peacemaker, and you're calling us to be like you, peacemakers, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you on November the 9th, 2022, that you are yet amazing, yet great, yet honorable, yet the King of Kings. You are the mighty I Am. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Shalom, a great peacemaker. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, a righteous Father. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name today. We honor you. Oh, God, we honor your presence. Lord, you know everything from the end to the beginning. Oh, you're an amazing God. You're the great and mighty I Am. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Nobody greater, nobody holier, nobody mightier than you, oh, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. For you are God alone. There's nobody great like you. Nobody, God, nobody great like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. Oh, you've done great, amazing things. You are powerful in the universe. You are powerful in the heavens. Even the angels are bowing down and saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. To the great and mighty God, to the almighty Father, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, the Lord God Almighty. You are mighty, 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 mightier than we ever thought, mightier than we ever imagined. You are Lord. You are God. You are the King. You are the mighty one. Hallelujah. You are the God who loves your people. You created us in your image. But Lord, we thank you for what you've done. And we thank you that your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then, oh God, you will hear our prayers in heaven in the name of Jesus. And you will, oh God, you will heal our land. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty Father you are. You are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your presence today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are your people. We are called by your name. We are humbling ourselves. We are praying. We are seeking your face like never before. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're turning from our wicked ways. We have turned from our wicked ways. We are waiting, Father God, for you to hear our prayers from heaven. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. You said, who can know their errors? Forgive us, oh, God, for every error. every transgression, every presumptuous sin. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus, for iniquities, abominations, even the thoughts. Cleanse our heart that our intent of our heart might be holy, righteous, and pure. In the name of Jesus, you said only the pure in heart will see you. And we are thanking you for purifying our hearts so we can see you, the King of Kings, the God of glory. Oh, God, we thank you for divine healing, divine hearing, that we would hear you and that you would hear our prayers and that you would heal our land. And your word says, now your eyes shall be open. Oh, God, your ears will attend to the prayers that we are making in this place today. So we are thanking you for the prayers that we are making today, that you are hearing our prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we're your chosen vessel. Oh God, we are sanctified. You are sanctifying the place where we are in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your eyes and your heart will be perpetually upon us in the name of Jesus. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And we say, thank you, oh God. Father, you said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for ordering our steps today. Like, order. Thanking you that you are ordering our steps in your word today. What an amazing Father you are. What an amazing friend you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. The angels are bowing down and giving you glory. And we are bowing down before you and giving you glory. We are praising you today like never before. You deserve all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. You are King. You are Creator. You are the Lord of Lords. You made the heavens and the earth, and you created them by your spoken word in 6 days. So, Father, we are thanking you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. You are ordering our steps, and we thank you for your word. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We're glad you joined us. We are grateful for the Most High God. He comes before we get on. He's an amazing God, and we're his servants. We're here to serve the Almighty like never before. Thing that he orders our steps to do, we shall do, and we shall do them with delight. We're delighting ourselves in him. Yes, we're delighting ourselves in the Lord. He's an amazing God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Almighty Father. He is our shepherd, and he's leading us in a plain path. Don't you worry. Just follow him, follow him, follow him, follow him. Follow the Lord God Almighty, and you won't go the wrong direction. Follow the Lord God Almighty, and you won't go the wrong direction. His word says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, whatever, now listen, whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might. And there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. So with about, we're going to go to the grave one day, but we are thanking the Lord. Yeah, we are thanking the Lord that before we go to the grave, we'll use our hands and we'll do it with all our might, everything he's ordering our steps to do, because he's ordering us. in the direction he wants us to go in. It's not what we think. It's not the way we think. We're leaning to his understanding. We're laying down our thoughts and picking up his thoughts. His thoughts are awesome, mighty, powerful. His thoughts are pure. His thoughts are righteous. And so I welcome you again, and we're praising the Lord God. We're thanking God we have Sister Mary Nichols on with us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We're going to ask her to render a tune unto the Father today. Oh, God is amazing. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. We thank God for each of you all being on with us today, whether you're listening from Ghana, whether you're listening from Nigeria, whether you're listening from England, whether you're listening from Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, Europe. Oh, yeah, wherever you're listening in the world from, we're coming before you, lifting up the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. He is Lord. He is King. He's an amazing God. No God like our God. So we thank God for you all today in the name of Jesus. So good afternoon, Sister Mary Nichols. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Blessed and happy.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, this is just a little cute song that came to me in the middle of the night, so I'll do that. I want to be so far. Can you see any time that I want to be so far. Can you see
thank God for writing that song through you. And awesome, powerful. All right. Well, we're going to lift up Sister Lainey McBride today and Sister Marion. They are not able to come on with us today. So, Father, we lift up Sister Lainey McBride and Sister Marion. Sister Lainey, who's with her brother, who's had surgery recently, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch your brother's body and to heal him. Oh, God, speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you today for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up my neighbor who was hit today while he was on his bicycle. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that he was bruised, But, Lord, I thank you for his life, that he's yet alive. Continually heal his body, Lord, till he's completely healed, Lord God. Thank God he was a young man. He sustained injuries. But I thank you, Lord God, for his life, abundant life and strength, oh God. We lift up our neighborhoods all over the world. And we thank you, Lord God, for protection, guidance, and direction in the name of Jesus. We thank you for family love, peace, and joy in every family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in each one of us that are on today and those of us who will be joining us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sister Vivian, I'm going to ask you to pray a special prayer concerning the hurricane that, you know, is out there somewhere. And the hurricane is Nicole. And Nicole's name stands for People of Victory. So we're thanking God that we have the victory over Nicole and that she'll be dialed down to a zero category. Amen. Go ahead, sister. I mean, that made Sister Glory Dean. I'm sorry, Sister Glory Dean. Would you pray that prayer?
Oh, for that cold. That what's the name of the storm again? The cold, you say?
The storm is called Hurricane Nicole. And
Nicole.
Hurricane Nicole.
Hurricane Nicole.
And the name.
Nicole.
Her name. Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, baby. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you now. I had to get my
name for her, Nicole, is People of Victory. So we're saying that we have victory over Nicole, if you could pray that. Thank
Amen.
You.
Yes. Father God, we just want to thank you, God. I want to give you all the glory and all the praise, Father, there is. And God, we come against this storm called Nicole, Father. Father God, we know that we have the victory over Nicole. Nicole is a name called Victory, God, but God, truly, we have the victory over Nicole because Nicole is not going to do anything to come and try to destroy no homes or anything that's growing, vegetables or whatever, that the people are growing. And it's time now for growth. But, Father God, we just come against Nicole in the name of Jesus. That's not going to come in all any kind of bringing forth all kind of things upon the people, upon us, or anyone, Father, because we got the victory. Nicole might be called victory, but God, we have the victory over Nicole in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us that grace and that mercy that we can go forth, Father God, because whatever Nicole tried to bring, whatever it's trying to bring, it is not coming upon us. All of these different things and all the hurts and all the tearing down buildings and earthquakes and everything, just hurting the people in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, we want to thank you. And all these stones, God, like Nicole, they cannot do anything to us, God. And we bind you and rebuke these things, God, because Nicole has and bring all kind of things to destroy people and homes and houses, bringing fires and everything in the name of Jesus, bringing all kind of differences, sickness and diseases. But in Jesus' name, it shall not come nigh us. It shall not come nigh us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we want to give you the glory, give you the praise to know that we got the victory over all of these things that the enemy tried to send. We've got the victory. We've got the victory. And we have it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you. Sister, to pray a special prayer for God's choice for the candidates who, you know, we voted for, but let God's choice come forth. Sister Vivian, you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, praise God. Father God, we pray, oh God, today, God. We know this was a crucial time, but you know better, God. To us, it looked it crucial, but to you, God, you're all-knowing, God. God, you know everything. You know what's going to be, God, before it even happened. So, Lord, we pray, God, that your will now is being done, oh God, in every election, oh God, that the ones that have been chosen, God, and even the runner-up that you're going to bring forth, God, it will be because of you, God, according to your word as we are studying this morning, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done. We trust in you because you say you're going to take care of us no matter what, God. So, God, let your choice of one come. God, we are believing for that whoever comes, God, it will be by your power, by your might, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you now, God. Thank you for everyone, Father God. You know it's the heart of man, God. You know what they're going to do. Why you didn't let some in, God? God, it's all planned way before the beginning of the world. And we thank you for that, God, because you had them on your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, it's scripture search time. Get your Bibles ready. Scripture search. You know, the Bible says study. Yeah, to show yourself approved. So we got to be studied to please God. Yeah, we got to please God every day. He's our creator. He's one that's breath in our body. So we're going to do scripture search. Get your Bible ready. I thank God for each of you all coming on today. We lift up those who weren't able to come on. We've already prayed for them, and we pray that they will continually hear the Lord's voice and obey him. That's what we all got to do, hear God's voice and be obedient to him. So today, like I said, get your Bibles ready. It's time. Yeah, we're under the Lord's authority, and we are moving forward, and he knows the way, and leading us in a plain path. All right, let's see. Scripture search today. Somebody sound like they're cooking in the kitchen. I know we're not cooking. Somebody moving around, but it's all right. All is well.
No, I ain't cooking.
Amen, amen. Well, here we go. We're scripture search. I'm going to read the verse, and you tell me where it's found. All right. The verse says, whatsoever thou findest to do, do it with all thy might, for there is no work, nor device, no knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. In other words, work while it's yet day. It's going to come night where we won't even get to work for God no more. So we're working. We're working for the Lord. It says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Where is that found?
I love that scripture.
Mm-hmm. Where is it found?
Where you then? I think I'm right.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 9 and 10.
Yeah. Amen. Really? You're right.
Yeah. Whatever you find to do with your hands, do it with all your might. For ensure where you're going, there is no word complaining or knowledge or wisdom.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Thank you so much. All right. You guys are brilliant. We're moving right. Next scripture. Listen carefully. Even so ye, much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to edifying of the church. Where is that? Even so, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek ye that ye may excel to edifying of the church. Where is that found? Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel the edifying of the church. We got to build up one another.
Mary. Mary. First Corinthians 14, verse 12. Even so,
amen,
ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. You guys are doing a great job. Hey, hallelujah. All right, keeping it moving. The next verse. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance. In other words, don't forget that thou stirrest up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Where is that scripture? Where is that scripture? All right. Where is that scripture found? Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stirrest up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of my hands. That's Paul talking to Timothy, his spiritual son. Wherefore, I put in thee remembrance that thou stirrest up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of. Where is that found?
Mary. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. You guys are doing a great job. All right, we got two more. The next scripture, listen to the verse, find it, and read it. State your name and read it. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Yea, I think it meet, so long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Where is that found? Yep, we got to remember. Remember the words. Where is that found? Yes, I think it meet, so long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir up, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Where is that scripture found?
Well, you didn't. Oh, you know, oh, this. Oh, God, I had the scripture. Okay, is it? Oh, no. It jumped. I had it, but in Corinthians, but it jumped. It jumped
It's not Corinthians.
I had it. Yes. Oh, it's Lord, me.
I am in this temple to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. That is in the New Testament. Yea, I think it meet, so long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Where is that found? It is in the New Testament. Yep, keep searching, y'all. Keep searching. You're doing a good job. I'm proud of you guys. Yea, I think it meet, so long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Where is that found? Where is that scripture found? It's in one of the epistles. Yeah, I think it meet, so long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. We got to remember the word. Memorize the scripture. On the table. So we don't send anybody. Come on, y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. I found
Second Peter 1, verse 13. And it just kind of, the other one is turned around a little bit different. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
I'm sorry. Okay, so put your phones on mute if you, you know, are doing something else, because it comes through the, we can hear it. All right, that's very good, Sister Mary. All right, you guys are doing good. We got one more scripture search, one more. It's as many as I love. This is an awesome scripture. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. In other words, change your ways, turn around. As many as I love, this is God's love letter to us, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Where is that found? As many as I love, and he loves us so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's the scripture says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Uh-oh, we don't want to be rebuked. Go ahead.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, I got the, all right, Revelation, I think I got it, Revelation 3:19.
Amen, that's it.
Well, I got to read
it. Read it.
Revelation 3:19. I'll read it right now. Let me get to it. Oh, gosh. I'm not fast like other people. I think it's 3:19, I think.
3:19.
It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Hey, that's man, it. You could give yourself a big hug. That is correct. Oh, y'all did an awesome job today in scripture search. So now I'm going to need some scripture readers. Sister Mary Nichols, can you read Matthew 25 and verse 2? You know how we do it at the appointed time. At the appointed time. So I'll call on you at the appointed time.
Matthew
25, verse 2.
Oh. Okay.
Matthew
Thank 25, you.
Verse 2. All right. I'll
All
call
right.
on you when I'm ready for it. All right. Need a volunteer? 2 Corinthians 6. 14 and 15. Who will volunteer to read that one? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Who will read that one?
Sister Vivian, I will.
Okay. All right, Sister Vivian, thank you.
Second Corinthians
6.
Yeah.
14 and 15.
Got it.
Okay.
Just want to make
Somebody
sure.
else was speaking while you were speaking, but I didn't get you. Who are you? What's your name? Read another reader from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew 7, 12. Who can read that one? At the appointed time. Matthew 7, verse 12. We thank God for each of you all being on with us.
Gloria Dean, nobody take it. I'll take Gloria Dean.
Thank
you.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, Gloria Dean. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right. We need another reader. 1 Timothy 3:15. Who wants to read that one? 1 Timothy 3:15. You got time to look them up. Just start, you know, just write it down so So when I call on you, you can have a sticker piece of paper in case you get more than one scripture. But be ready when I call on you. So try not to do it on your iPad because you know you skip and you lose it, but do it in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 3:15. Who wants to read that one?
Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Mary. All right. Next scripture, Corinthians. What did I just give? What scripture did I just give you, Sister Mary?
It was 1 Timothy 3:15.
Okay, good. All right, so I need another reader for 1 Corinthians 12:27. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Vivian.
Okay, thank you, Vivian. All right. And I have two more. So I need somebody to read Ecclesiastes 5:19. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. Who wants to read that? All right. Sister Glory Dean, can you read that one for me, too?
Yeah, 5:19, yeah.
Ecclesiastes 5:19, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I have one more. Sister Mary Nichols, can you read Ecclesiastes 4:4? Ecclesiastes 4:4. Sister Mary Nichols, can you do that one? Sister Mary. All right.
Yes, Sister G, I can read it. Matthew 4:4?
Ecclesiastes 4:4.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes.
All right. So that's all for right now. Now, you can put your phones on mute if you like. We thank God for those who are visiting with us. I believe we have a sister on, Sister Borkins. I think she's on with us. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. So here we go. You can put your phones on mute if you like. Thank you, Sister Borkins, for being on. We're going to pray for her. Lord, we lift up Sister Borkins with the Jesus prayer line. We thank you for what you're doing in her. We thank you for continually bathing her throat, healing her throat, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing in Mother Boykin. We thank you for her joining us today. Thank you for her listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you. All right, so you all can put your phones on mute if you are. If you don't mind, Jaden, when I call on you, have somebody move. If you could put your phone on mute, that'll help me. You know, because any little movement, I could, you know, hear you. So appreciate you. All right. So we're continuing from last week. Remember, our scripture is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. So it says, whatever your hands find to do, do it while you're yet alive. That's what our title is. Whatever your hands find to do, do it while you're yet alive. Because, you know, one day we're going to glory. We're going to drop this flesh body. Whatever your hands find to do it while you're yet alive. All right? So we got a lot to do. We got work to do. We got work to do. We have work to do, and we have work to do for the Lord. I know, you know, there's a saying that says women's work is never done. That's the truth. You eat, you got to wash dishes. You go to the bathroom, you got to clean up the bathroom. You got to fold the clothes, wash the clothes. But this I'm talking about is spiritual work. We got to do God's work with our hands, and we got to do it with all our might. You know, there's a spirit of slowfulness on some people, but it's not us. We like to do God's work with all of our might and strength. So we're doing God's work enthusiastically. Honor to be a servant of the Most High God. It's an honor to be called on by God to do his will. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. Now, when you call, that's good. That's real good. But when you're chosen, that's even better. But be careful now. Remember that scripture somebody read? He rebukes and chastens us. Yes, he does, because he loves us. I know a lot of times people think, you know, when you have children and grandchildren, you just let them have your way, let them have their way. That's not love. That's not God's love. God's love is he rebuke and chasten those whom he loves. And you go like, well, God, what did I do? What? Oh, Lord. Just accept it and say, thank you, Lord, for rebuking and chastising me so I could stay on the path. And we got to do his work, his will, his work. You know, with all of our soul and all of our strength, we got to do it, you know, joyfully. Don't be mumbling, grumbling, oh, yeah, I got to clean the church floor again. They want me to do this at the church. And they always ask, don't be mumbling and grumbling. Say, thank you, Lord, that they chose me. Don't mumble and grumble about anything. God, you know what? You know what happened to the people of Israel? You know, they had an 11-day journey. And because they mumbled and grumbled, it took them 40 years. We don't want that. We want to do it with enthusiasm. We want to say, thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord. It's great to be chosen by the Lord to do his purpose. You know, he put a purpose on the inside of every person. So those babies that are being birthed right now, the babies where the mothers are pushing in the hospital, he put a purpose in them before he sent them to the earth. And believe me, we all got a purpose. Isn't that awesome? He didn't say, you know, I'm going to choose her, but I ain't going to choose him. I ain't going to put a purpose in her. And I'm going to put one in them. I ain't going to put one in her. No. He put a purpose on the inside of us. Yes. All of us. The called ones, the chosen ones, the ones who ain't following him. The ones who are rebellious, the ones who are, you know, obedient, he put a purpose. Now, we got to find out, what, Lord, why did you put me on the earth? I know you didn't put me here to work, eat, sleep, go to work, come home, clean up. No, he put a purpose. Don't you remember Daniel? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had a purpose on the inside of them. Now, that purpose sometimes will get you in a fiery furnace. But you know one thing, the Lord ain't going to let you get burned. You ain't going to even smell like smoke when you come out the fiery furnace. So whatever job God gives for us to do, it's going to help build our character. You know that character. You know, you got to give up some things when you come to the Lord. We got to die to ourselves. And some of the things that builds, you know, I mean, some of the character traits we're doing God's work, we're gaining these characters. We're gaining thoughtfulness. You know, many people are so thoughtful. You say, oh, my God, thank you for thinking of me. They're very thoughtful. Maybe they gave you a gift. Maybe they cooked you a meal. And many people are dependable. That's what God's looking for, thoughtful people, dependable people, and people that are trustworthy. You know, when you know they say your word is your bond, if you say you're going to do it, do it. My mom used to tell me, didn't you say you were going to go to the store for Miss Davis? Yes, ma'am. Well, you keep your word. In other words, do what you said you're going to do. Trustworthiness, dependability, we can wisdom. You know, you want to get more wisdom? Follow God's word. You know, Proverbs is the book of wisdom. That's what I call it. Ecclesiastes 2 is full of wisdom. But we got to get wisdom. And I ain't talking about worldly wisdom. I'm talking about the wisdom that God gives us, that wisdom he put in us. So some people are followers and other ones are leaders. We can't all be leaders, right? So some of us got to be following the leaders. So, but we're teaching our children to be leaders. not to be followers in the wrong direction. If they're going to follow, let them follow the good. Consideration. These are good character traits. So when you're doing work with all your might, these are the things that God's building in you. Empathy. You ever met somebody, you know, they had such empathy for another person? Maybe the person got hurt. Maybe they lost a family member. Whatever it was, there are people that have gifts of empathy, gifts of thoughtfulness, dependability, and then reliability. That's like you can rely on that person. If they're going to give their word, you can make sure they're going to do it, or they'll call you back, or they'll say, sister, brother, I meant to do it, but I'm not going to be able to do it. Can you find somebody else? That's a reliable, dependable person. So he's also building intelligence. That's one thing about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God gave them a intelligence above those other young men. Intelligence. They were obedient. So intelligence. In other words, they were wise beyond their years. Resilient. Oh, yeah. You done lived over 65. You're resilient. You lived over 50. You're resilient. That means you've been able to be strong in many things. You ain't get all broke down just because you had to lift the whatever it was. Maybe you had to lift a bottle of water. You're still resilient. You're strong. You're brave. He said, be thou strong and very courageous. You know David was brave, but he was only brave in God. He said, I came in the name of the Lord. Excellent. A spirit of excellence. You know, I was teaching some children one time to sew, and they were making a gift for their mother. And one little girl, she just messed hers all up. I said, do it again. Why I got to do it again? My mama don't care. I said, no, no. But you should care. You got to be a child of excellence. Don't just go in there and slop something together for your family. No. When you're cooking a meal, pray over it. Say, Lord, let the love of God, your love, go into this meal. Do it with excellence. Anything you do it with excellence. Okay, friendliness. You ever met some people, you say, good morning. They go, You go in Walmart, you go in, you know, some store, and the person is just as, you know, at the cashier I'm talking about, they're just as rude as they can be. You say, good morning, they go, You say, good afternoon, They just got a nasty attitude. But God is looking for friendly people. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's the best friend we'll ever have. And there are many more character traits that God wants to build in us. But we got to be available and do the work. He wants us to have good quality character traits. You know, an ethic. You know, be people of, you know, trustworthy. Trustworthy. We are responsible for not only quality of the work, but also faithfulness. Being faithful to God in the way that we pursue the work that he wants us to do. We got to have good character, willing to do it. Don't just say, well, okay, I volunteered. Ain't nothing I want to do. I don't like. No, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Because we got to be willing workers. Willing workers. You got to be willing to do what God, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might while you're yet alive. One day, we're going to leave the earth. And we want people to say good things about us yet while we're living, and even when we leave the earth, we want people to say good things or think good things about us. So good care, we got to be responsible for good quality work, for being faithful to God in the work that we are pursuing to do, for our own good character while we're working. We will be judged and rewarded accordingly. So when we stand before Father God, we want to hear him say, what? You can say it. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear. God is ultimately responsible for, for the outcome and the impact on our work. But we got to have a good attitude so he can help us do it. Yeah, we got to have a good attitude. So, Sister Mary Nichols, you had Matthew 25, verse 2, if you could read that. She's unmuting her phone, y'all. Just be patient. Matthew 25, verse 2.
Yes, I am. Okay. Matthew 25, verse 2. Five of them were foolish and five were wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Five were wise and five were foolish. And we are, you know, we're going to be women and men of wisdom. We're going to make sure, you know, like they said Hurricane Ian was coming. I bet your refrigerator got some food in it when it kept, before it kept, it didn't even come here because Jacksonville belonged to Jesus. And we are keeping it straight with God, and we are praying, bending the knee, saying, Lord, don't send Nicole. You didn't send Ian, so we thank you that you're not going to send Nicole because we're your people. Call by your name. You're hearing our prayer from heaven, and you're answering us. So, yeah. So we want to be wise. We want to be like the wise virgin, fall in our lamp. We want to have, you know, they say your ducks lined up in a row. Yeah, we want to have everything we need so when God come back, we ain't going to miss it. We ain't going to be gone looking for, you know, what we need. No, we're going to have it on hand. We're going to do it beforehand. So I thank God our work is yoked up with Christ. Our work and the decisions we make should be based on principles, aligned with God's moral standards, always concerned with fair treatment of others, and with clear expression of Christ's love for all people. You know what he said? We got to love him first. How? Not with some of our heart, not with divided attention, but all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then, you know, we got to love each other like we love ourselves. We say, well, Lord, I don't like what he did. I don't like what she did. Well, so what? We still got to forgive him. We still got to love him. Yeah. You know what I asked the Lord to help me do? I said, Lord, don't let me see Father and other people. Let me find you. And everybody I see, let me see you. Let me see the good in other people. You, to Vivian, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 15.
All right, it reads as thus, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Of what part has he who believes with an infidel?
Amen. We got to be centered in Christ. Thank you so much. I thank God for your readers. We can't be unequally yoked. I mean, we're going to have to be out there among people that are not necessarily people of God. They don't believe the way we believe, or they don't believe at all. But just don't be yoked up with them. No. We got to tell them the word. He said the harvest is plentiful. I mean, tell me how that scripture goes, somebody. Got it messed up.
The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few.
Amen. Yeah, so we got to be laborers for God. Today I was out there. I went to the grocery store. The Lord pointed out some people for me to pray for. So, we just got to be obedient. Now, I don't know. I can't point them out. I don't know what they need, but the ones he pointed out evidently needed prayer, so I went ahead and prayed for them. So do what God's calling you to do. What's he calling you to do? All right. Sister Gloria Dean, you have the next scripture. Is it 2 Corinthians 5:16? No, it's Matthew 7:12, I believe. Is that what I gave you, Sister Gloria Dean? If that's not it, let me know. I'm mute in a minute. I thank God for you all. I thank God for your participation.
Matthew 7:12. That's the first one we gave.
Okay.
Matthew 7:12. Okay, I'll be there. Okay, I have it.
All right.
Yeah, and, oh, 7:12 says, therefore, Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do, do you even so to them? For this is the law and the prophets.
Amen. So our work should be centered on the service to others, from the products to the service we provide, opportunities to exercise our gifts and our talents. So whatever we do to people, yeah, we got to do it in love. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. All right. So God's work multiplies through relationships and through local churches. We need to be in relationship with other followers, not yoked up with unbelievers, but be in relationship with others. All right, Sister Mary Nichols. I think you have 1 Timothy 3:15. She's coming. She's unmuting her phone. 3:15. Thank God for you all. Y'all know how.
Wow. Okay. 1 Timothy 3:15. If I am delayed, you will know how. People ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
Man, I love that scripture. You know, even if God is not watching us, we need to know how to behave in the house of God. You know, they got people I hate to say this, but you know, when I was growing up, you better not be chewing no gum. Because they said you're going to be dropping on the floor, getting it on the seat, people going to step on it and all. Now, that's not a sin to chew gum. But I'm saying, you know, there's certain things we need to know. You know, some people be popping the bubbles and, you know, all kind of stuff. Talking to each other on their cell phone. We need to know how to behave. Giving their iPad to the, here, you behave, child. Giving it to a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old. No, what are we doing? What are we doing in the house of God? We need to know how to behave. No, we don't want to be like little children. Little children be, you know, have gum in their mouth. They be talking to each other. No, we got to reverence God in his house. All right, 1 Corinthians 12:27, Sister Vivian.
And it reads, and praise God. It said, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular.
All right. That was 1 Corinthians 12:27, right? Thank you so much.
Yes.
So we are the body of Christ in particular. So, you know, most of us been in church since we were children. Now, you know, can you believe in 2022, children that have never gone to a church in their life? But I thank God. My parents didn't go to church when I was little. Very seldom. My mama used to come sometimes. But I thank God for the sisters and her husband who said, can Caritha go to church? Can she go to church with us? They took me. How many of us are asking our neighbors, can your child go to church with me? You know, my neighbors used to let their children go to church with me. They moved now. But after a while, you know, I mean, I used to have to almost bam on the door to get them, to get the child. But you know what? I was thankful that somebody knocked on my door and said, can Caritha go to church? They helped instill the word in me. So I'm doing, you know, what they were doing, trying to get somebody's child. Teenagers, young adults, babies, whomever, young, still teaching Sunday school. So we got to use these different gifts that God give us, working with our hands. I know it's our whole body, you know. Work is a gift from God. we should acknowledge that work is a gift from God, and as our ability, it requires ability, and we got to be happy doing it. Don't be mumbling, grumbling, saying, them sisters, they always want me to clean up the kitchen after they done served the meal. Now, I don't want to do that. No. Oh, yeah, they always asking me to clean up the bathroom. No. Get a good attitude. You best, because we're going to be judged by the work that we do. So God knows if you got a good attitude. Those good attitudes are going to, you know, our children and our grandchildren, they're going to have sometimes the same attitudes we have. You've been talking about the pastor and his wife, talking about the, you know, the deacon or the, their children or what. Don't you know God hear the conversation? Let's get it right. Let's clean it up. Clean it up, y'all. We got to clean up our conversation. First, we got to clean up our thought life. Every time an evil thought, I say, Lord, I rebuke that thought. Lord, take that thought from me. I don't want that evil thought. We all think things that are not godly, right? But we got to cast them down. I cast down every vain imagination, everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We got to cast those things down. All right, we got Sister Mary. You got Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse, I'm sorry, Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean, you got Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19.
Yes. You want me to read now?
Please.
Read now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And 19. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and has given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God.
Hey, man. I love that scripture. This is the gift of God. So, you know, whatever you're doing, every man whom God has given riches. Now, let me tell you something. Riches not all just money. Riches can be your health. Because if you got money and your health is raggedy, your health isn't good, what good is that going to do you? Oh, riches can be your health, your well-being, your safety, your protection. You living in the hood, they shooting bullets everywhere. What good is that going to do you if you don't have the gift from God, if you don't have God watching over you? No, thank God. All right, so let's see. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4, Sister Mary.
And that says, and I saw that all labor and all achievement spring from man's envy of his neighbor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So we do work right and have the good attitude. And don't be, you know, envious, jealousy, strife. Oh, no. We dropped all of that. We dropped that flesh suit. No, we done dropped all of that off of us. No, we cleaned up. We all cleaned up. We don't conform to the world no more. We transform by the renewing of our mind. We used to be in that way, but no. So I thank God for each of you all. I thank God for what you're doing. You know what God is doing through us. He's an awesome God now. Don't you know? He is an awesome God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Brother Harold, who's on listening with us, intently listening, taking in the word, soaking up the word, bless his family like never before. I thank you for the praises that he give you. I thank you for the work that you're calling him to do in this hour. I thank you for his family. I thank you, Lord God, that when he stands before you, he will hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant, because he's doing the work now with a good attitude. I thank you for Sister Gloria Dean, oh God, the woman of God who birthed sons and daughters into the world and trained them up in the way that they should go. And Lord, I thank you that she's giving her health and her well-being over to you, because she knows that her help cometh from you, oh God. You made heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. And I think that she knows that you're the painkiller, ain't the aspirin, the Tylenol, the medication. But she knows And Lord, she's always concerned about her children or grandchildren. We're coming to leave them at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. And we thank you that for the work that you've called her to do. And Lord, it's not like a job where we retire. No, we work yet while there's breath in our bodies, while we're able to do work. And we're doing it all to your glory. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life and the life of her children, her husband, blessing them like never before as they travel from city to city and place to place. I thank you that you're giving them more strength. I thank you for the song that you give her, even as she is sleeping, as she wake up, she writes down and she sing them. And she played those wonderful tunes that, like David, when Saul was troubled, those tunes, oh God, bring people joy in the name of God. Thank you, oh God, for Vivian, your daughter, oh God, this mighty woman of God that you called, oh God, to do a mighty work. I thank you for her broadcast on Sunday night, oh God, where people are being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, delivered, where they are praying for those who are in prison to be set free, and you are hearing the prayers and answering them. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for her family, her daughter who may be still abroad, and her sons. We thank you for setting her children free and setting all of our children free, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in her. Oh, God, as she worship, praise, and honor you, we thank you for her diligence of coming on to pray prayers for the children every Tuesday, Lord God. Bless her like never before. We thank you for Mother Borkins, Lord, on the prayer line, Jesus prayer line, every morning at 6 a.m., Lord God. They're calling in. We're calling in to pray. Pray prayers to get ready answers, oh, God. I thank you for healing her throat, her vocal cords, her larynx, every part of her throat. Heal it, Lord God. Bathe it with your healing power in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless you. We lift up Minister Lanny, who usually comes on, and she's out of town with her brother who had surgery. We're thanking you for healing him. We're thanking you for Sister Linda, who comes on. We thank you for her and her family, blessing them, protecting them, keeping them healthy and well. We're thanking you, Lord God, for Sister Marion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who comes on weekly, Lord, who's not able to be on today. But we thank you for her, her diligence in working, doing those things you're calling her to do. In the name of Jesus, we praise and honor you. Bless our families, Lord. And, Lord, you know we all praying for every family member to be saved, filled with your Holy Spirit, and set free, delivered in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So we are not meant just to, you know, be pew warmers at the church. We weren't meant just to sit on the bench and say, well, you know, I'm finished. No, we got work to do. We all have work to do. We're not too old. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you look in the mirror and see 1,000,000,000 gray hairs in your head or if your knee's hurting or you can't bend, whatever. We still got work to do as long as there's breath in our body. We can sing songs to the Lord. We can pray for others. There's lots of work to do. Yeah, we can prepare communion, you know, at the church. I remember as a teenager, I watched the older women. They were teaching me how to, and that time you had to pour it in the cup. Now you could buy it already, you know, in the cup with the bread. We can clean the building at the church building. We can clean the bathrooms. We can dust. We can mop, whatever it is. Whatever, you know, if some sister not well, you can go help them in the neighborhood. Remember I was telling y'all when I grew up in my neighborhood here in Jacksonville, Florida, the women were washing clothes in the black pot and the tin tubs and boiling the clothes and making their own soap. And we didn't have no TV nor a telephone. But when somebody was sick, they said, girl, you know Sally sick. Well, what you going to do? I'm going to cook the food for the family. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to wash the clothes. I'm going to take the children to school. Whatever it was, nobody went without. You could knock on somebody's door and say, my mama say you got a stick of butter. Yep. My mama say you got a cup of sugar. Yep. We looked out for one another. But when we started getting things, that's when we say, oh, I don't need her no more. I don't need him no more. I could do it. Oh, I got the money now. No, we still got work to do. We can call a sister that hadn't been there, brother, who been absent for a while. We say, hey, I missed you at the church. You okay? What's going on? I miss you. Can I pray for you today? Whatever it is. You can send cards, emails to members, you know, who maybe lost a loved one or who's not well. We can cook meals. You know, a lot of times when I'm cooking a meal, especially for other people, I say, Lord, let your love flow to me in this meal. When I add the flour, whatever it is I'm adding, when I'm chopping up the vegetables, let your love go in the vegetables, Lord. I'm praying at the same time. So we all got work to do. So now it's your time, and then I'm going to give you the homework for next week. But we had homework. We had Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 1 through 18 to read every day. And trust me, I have to force myself. Sometimes I have to set my alarm on my phone, read whatever it is I got to read. I read it. So now I'm in the mode. Every day I wake up, I keep my Bible there, or I keep one in the bathroom or wherever I sit. I got the Bible. Yeah, it come to me. Read. We started in Ecclesiastes 1. You know, now we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Next week we'll be in chapter 10. You know, we started way back in Genesis a long time ago. Then we did Psalms, a Proverbs. So now we're in Ecclesiastes. And as the Lord lead, we'll be moving on. So now we're going to call on Sister Vivian. She had Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And remember, close your Bible. Use your notes. I don't want you reading the scripture. I want you to say what God told you about the scripture. Just like he tell me some things about the scripture. So, Sister Vivian is first. Yes, 9, 1 through 4. Go ahead.
All right. Praise God. We thank God for his word and how he speaks to us through his word. As I was reading, it expresses the whole philosophy of life. All the works of the righteous and the wicked is all the righteous and the wicked is in the hands of God. Praise God. So God knows everything. All of us is his children. He got everything in control. And one thing about it, we all must die. You know, people scared to die. I don't want to die. But we all got to die. But there is a hope for the righteous. So we shouldn't fear dying because we have that blessed hope that the word talks about. Praise God. This is the time now for us to get it right while we still alive. Because when you're in the grave, you don't know nothing. Praise God. So salvation is now. That's why God tells us, I hear the song, don't put off the day for tomorrow. Because salvation is now, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. God has designed it so that man can eat and drink and enjoy the fruit of all his labor. He put us in this vast garden, praise God, that we can cultivate it and that we can eat. Some of us overeat and get fat, but no, he told us how to eat what to eat, praise God. So we are to enjoy all the fruit of our labor. And he told me, he gave man a wife so man wouldn't be lonely, praise God, or help me. So, and then gave him children. God just done a wonderful thing, praise God. God has designed it so that man can enjoy that on earth right down here. And God, praise God, will give us life ever after, even after we gone from here. We will enjoy life still if we have accepted Jesus Christ as his son. Amen. That was what I wrote down.
Amen. That was excellent. Thank you so much. It was brief to the point. And I thank God for you. Hallelujah. All right. We got Sister Mary Nichols from Oklahoma. Sister Vivian is from Marrero, Louisiana. We got Sister Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She has Ecclesiastes 5 through 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, 5 through 8.
Okay. Sister, a minute ago, did a wonderful job of explaining everything. And these verses to me meant that when you're dead, you are dead. And being wise, all the living must know that they will eventually die. And that when they're dead, they're dead. Even people who knew them and loved them and dealt with them, the memory of people is short-lived. That's an interesting juxtaposition. That people, when they die, they're soon forgotten. So, but it is such a blessing from the Lord that while we are alive, he has given us the favor to do all of these things that contribute to our life, like eating and drinking, things that we are to live in gladness and have a joyful heart while we are living our lives that he gives us, and that we have God's favor to do all of these things, even though that we can enjoy life, everything in life that God gives us. According to Solomon, it's still all meaningless. But I take that too, that it may be meaningless, but if it's done in God's purpose and in his way, then it has great meaning and great joy.
Amen. Oh, my God, you guys are really on the ball today. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. Oh, I love it because you're getting right to the point and you're saying what God gave you. Now, that's what's good. All right. Thank you all so much, Sister Vivian, Sister Mary. Now we got Sister Gloria Dean from Marrero, Louisiana. She had 9:12. Go right ahead.
I didn't do too much because I just had so much going on in my life. So I did get to it today. You know, I never had to call you back. But all I can say is this whole chapter is talking about death, about us dying. We got to die. But what are we doing before we die? You know, God has given us a chance to do the things and to enjoy the gifts that he's given to us. One scripture tells us that a man marries a woman, you know, when they get married, to love your wife. Treat her nice. Do all you can for her. Everything, you know, because you don't know when your death, none of us know when our death is coming. So let us know whatever we're doing even now, like what we're doing now, staying in God and really keeping our lives right with him. That's the scripture mostly tells, I believe, is saying. And also, they said the time, the swift is not given to the winner or whatever, but it's given to the one that endured to the end. And I thought about it, as it said, that the swift can be fast and go on swift. But right at the goal line, when he gets about to get there, he falls. He might die because he doesn't know. When he may die, nothing, you don't know. But be swift, whatever, the ones that endure to the end. Now, the ones that swift, they learn a lot, but they, before they get to that goal line, that's it. But the one that endure to the end, just goes and takes that time and learning, but they show and they go on, and then to the end, they have gained a lot in the Lord because they've gone all the way to the end. So we thank the Lord for that. And we know that God gives all of us gifts. We have gifts. And we are to continue to hold on to these gifts. Don't let the enemy take anything from us. Hold on to these gifts. Do the things we're doing even now, because we don't know our death, when we're going to die. Because all this lessons know before the end, remember, it's not the swift, but it's given to the one that endure to the end, holding on to God at the end. Because the ones that can fall short of God, right when they get to that goal line, after all that they've gone through, get to that goal line, get to that line of succeeding, and get caught up in other things. I thought about Solomon. Solomon was very good. He did very good. He was smart. God gave him knowledge, wisdom, and everything. He's very smart. But at the now he won. But at the end, when he died, what happened? He went back to the false idols and everything, with women and everything. So he died. So that means you don't know where he went when he died. Where did he go? So that's us. Where are we going? What are we doing now to make sure we make it in? Praise God. But that's it. This is what I got out of that.
That was awesome. Powerful. Woo, thank God for each one of you all. Y'all did a great job on the homework. I loved it. It was so awesome. Right, brief, to the point, and saying what God said to you all. I love it. Y'all did excellent. Thank God for you. Give yourself a hug. Well, next week, this is going to be our homework. We're just going to do this next week. I'm going to text it to you, of course. But for next week, we're going to be talking about, it says, for the living know they shall die. But like everybody's saying, we don't know when that's going to be. But we know, as long as we got breath in our bodies, we got work to do. Our minds are alert, so we got work to do. So you're going to be writing three things you want to do for God before God call you from the earth. And you're going to be brief. I'm going to text it to you. Don't worry. So Proverbs 14:25, I desire to be a true witness so that, okay, let me read it. Proverbs 14:25. I'm going to read what it says. Hold on 1 second. 14:25 says, a true witness delivered souls, but a deceitful witness speak lies. So I desire, before I leave this earth, to be a true witness for God so that souls can be saved and delivered. That's my number one thing. Number two, may not be in that order. 1 Samuel 23 says, but I will teach thousands. So I'll be teaching thousands of children the good and right way, God's way. That's my desire before I leave the earth. And then 3 John 2, to have an impact on people to eat healthy, to eat healthy. Because we know it's not just the eating healthy, it's also thinking healthy and, you know, thinking in that. Don't think, oh, Lord, they don't have a cure for this. No, they don't have a cure for it. But God has a cure for everything. But we limit God when we say, well, the doctor say, you don't have a cure for that. I can't be cured. No, we cannot limit God, all right? So one of my other desires is to visit the real Holy Land over in Israel. Now, that's my number, you know, whenever, I don't know. And be baptized in the Jordan River where Jesus went. That's one of my desires. I did three. So many people are saved, but they're not delivered. I'm telling you, many people, you see them on the street. They don't go to church nowhere. They say, I pray for them all the time. They know God. They were taught when they were children. They gave their lives to the Lord, but they're on crack cocaine. They may be prostitutes. They may be smoking dope. They may be whatever, stealing, robbing, whatever. But they say, but they're not delivered. So we're praying for God to, you know, deliver people from lying, stealing, cheating, gambling, smoking, gossiping, dishonesty, whatever it is. So my desire is for also for my family to be saved. All right, we're almost finished. We're going to be closing out in a minute. But I want to give you a health tip for today. So this is health tip number one. So a lot of times we think that we're sick, but it's vitamin and mineral deficiencies in our body. We go to the doctor and they say, oh, yeah, here, take this for your headache. But what's causing the headache? We want to get to the root cause of it. Turn red. Why? What's the root cause of it? So the doctors treat the symptoms. When we go to Dr. Jesus, he has the whole cure. So now, if your eyes are bloodshot, you know, red, it may be, who knows what it may be. But you need boric acid for fungus infection and the blue light, okay? Now, you may have blurred vision. So you need vitamin B2, B6, and pantothenic acid. All right, another thing, I'm going to give you all about five. That's two. Number three, bulging eyes. You've seen people have bulging eyes. Vitamin E, niacinamide, iodine. That's what they need. All right, also cataracts. This is what your body is missing. Vitamin B2, vitamin C, vitamin E, antioxidants. And avoid lactose. That's milk and ice cream and all that. All right, one more. Let's see. This is color blindness. Vitamin A. That's what you need for that. So each week I'm going to try to give you all a health tip. Sister Mary going to give us lots of them. On the fourth Wednesday, she's going to be talking about our health. I know she's working on the message already. So God has given her what to tell us. So this is for today. Now, it's prayer time, and then we're going to be closing up. It is prayer time. So I said a prayer for each of you. I'm going to ask someone to pray. You know, our babies now, they're not babies no more. They're toddlers. 2-3-year-olds, they're toddlers. And some of them are older. So I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if you would pray for, you know, baby Chloe, baby Revere, baby Zoe, baby Devin. And if you could pray for them, Sister Vivian.
Praise God. Father God. Oh, and Sister G, just before I get ready to pray, they got a trip going to Israel next year by Pastor Gullidge over here by me. Praise
God.
Okay, sounds great. you might want to get on it. But anyway, we do pray for our children, Lord God. We bring them before you, Lord God, that you, oh, Father God, have known them way before they was created in their mother's womb, God. And, Lord, we are lifting them up to you, Lord, that you continue to do your perfect work that you started in them, that which the devil has meant for God, bad God. You have, oh, God, turned it. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing of their bodies, all five of them, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, Father God. Oh, Lord God, that they shall flourish, oh, God, in the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that they, oh, Father God, oh, Lord God, will know your word and tell others about the goodness of Jesus, that they will be ones, oh, God. Like Sister D is telling us what we want to do next week. Well, we want those children also, Lord God, Father God, to tell, oh, God, of what you're doing in their lives in the years to come, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for each one of them, every one of them homes, oh, God. Lord God, that they are blessed, oh God, they're going in, they're coming out, they're upright, and they're sitting down, God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, Sister Gloria Dean, could you pray for, include yourself, Mother Liddell, Mother Fanny, Rose Harbor, Mother Boykin, Brother Harold, me, everybody on here, say a brief prayer. That God will continually keep us healthy and keep our mind stayed on him. Sister Gloria Dean, go ahead.
Father God, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, we ask that you keep us. Hallelujah. All of us senior citizens, Father God. God, keep us continually in your stead. Keep us, God, where you would have us to be, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continually serving you, God. Continually praying for one another, Father God. praying for all the ones that was named, God, by our sister, God, Carita. And, God, we just want to thank you, God, to continue to give us strength and deal with our minds, God, that you will come within our minds, that we'll have the mind, the same mind that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. Father God, we need our minds, and we need to remember. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in remembrance. Father God, sometimes we take a little, some people talk about new Reba. Well, maybe we need a new Reba. But I tell you, we need that and more. And God, we just thank you for letting us know about the vitamins we have to take in order to keep our minds. And that's, we thank Sister Mary. We talk about that, Sister Mary. Thank you when you be talking about us with the foods. Thank you for letting us know what we can eat to keep our minds and our remembrance. Thank you, Father, for loving us. But one thing you know, God, we don't ever forget and we'll never forget to give you praises, love you, and continue to pray and have a prayer life. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mother Boykins, I know your voice is a little raspy, but do you want to say anything? She may not want to say anything, may have her phone on mute. I don't know. But anyway, we're getting ready to close out. Hello?
I just give God glory, and I thank God for this gift. But this meeting here, I tell you, it was awesome. I enjoyed everything and everyone, and I like that. That's the way we have to do it. We got to do it, because otherwise the world of people is just in a turmoil. They don't know which way to go and not how to go, but they don't know. The only thing they need to know that Jesus died for us all. And
amen.
Not no special person or no special color, no special need to love one another. That's how the world is going to know us, by the love that we have for one another. And that is the bottom line right there, that love. Where is the love? Where is the love? That's what people is really looking for. They're running here and running there, doing everything. But nevertheless, if they put God first at everything that they do, everything will be all right. Because
amen.
He said in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he'll be with
amen.
Us until the end. And his word don't go out and come back to him void, accomplishing what he's sending it out to do. And his word is true and real and righteous. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. All right. It's time to close out. Mary, folks, can you say our closing prayer? Close us out. Mary, you there?
Oh, I am. I am. It blanked out of the name. So, no. Okay.
Can you say
yeah. Dear Lord, we just praise your name. We thank you for every moment because it comes from you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the joy and the gladness as you continue to bless us with each breath. Lord, I just ask that you will be with all of us. And I love it, Lord. Thank you for Sister Carissa, and that we have on our list some things that we want to do in our lives for you, Lord, before we die. You know the time. And that we just know that you will give us our purpose and those three things that we want to do. It comes from you, and it will be given back to you. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful, fun day of prayer and praise and teaching. And we just ask you, Lord, that what we heard today will be taken with us as we continue in gladness and in joy, to enjoy what you are blessing us with. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. I love you all so much, and you know God loves you so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you all very, very soon. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you too.